DeWine says the red flags give law enforcement and the courts a tool to confiscate guns, but it also depends on people reporting problems they see.
Once this is passed by the General Assembly, people know about it and use it. Each one of us, certainly anybody who's been as close as I have to law enforcement, can come up with examples of where we had someone who everybody in the town knew had a problem. So what I hope comes out of this, not only we pass the law, but that people understand that it can be activated.
Former Governor John Kasich had also pushed for a red flag law, but it was defeated over due process concerns. DeWine says the state needs to carefully balance gun owners' rights with societal protections. Police have said there was nothing in the Dayton shooter's background that would have prevented him from buying a firearm. DeWine also suggested that there are other measures that can be taken, including increased social media scrutiny. He says some ideas date back to his time as Ohio Attorney General.
If we, after a tragedy, only confine ourselves to doing those things that would have prevented this tragedy, we are missing a real opportunity. So we need to look at all of these tragedies together. And quite candidly, we also use this opportunity to look at other problems that we have that might be somewhat related. We have an obligation to use this as an opportunity to pass things and get things done that are going to save lives.
Persuading the legislature to pass such proposals could be an uphill battle. It has given little consideration this session to those and other gun safety measures already introduced by Democrats. Tune in to WCBE this afternoon for more details about the governor's proposals.